Dan Rooney was born on the north side of Pittsburgh, an area known at the turn of the century as Allegheny City. Exposition Park was once there. Three Rivers Stadium was built there 50 years later, and now it's the home of Heinz Field and PNC Park. It's fitting because that area has long been a hub for the city's sports teams. As the son of Art Rooney Sr., Dan was born with sports in his blood and sports in his backyard.
Well, my dad was born about a year before the franchise was born, so he always jokes that that was his first birthday present. Was when my grandfather bought the franchise.
Dan was the quarterback at North Catholic High School, once finishing second team All-Catholic League to a kid from St. Justin's named John Unitas. He graduated from Duquesne University with a degree in accounting, and shortly after that, he started his own family with his wife, Patricia.
There's no doubt that the core values for my dad were faith, family, and football, but we were never quite sure what the real order was. But he found time to be a great dad.
As Art Sr.'s oldest son, Dan grew up with his father's football team and developed a love for the family business. He showed early on that no job was too small, and he eventually would prove no job was too big. By the end of the 1960s, Dan convinced his father to stop hiring coaches on recommendations of friends, and their search soon brought them Chuck Noll. Dan and Chuck were the same age and shared the same vision of how to build a championship football team, build your roster through the draft, and never discriminate. 6 years after hiring Noll, they won their first Lombardi Trophy, and by the end of the decade, the Steelers won three more. The organization's four Super Bowl championships in a span of six seasons remains a standard that no other team has been able to match.
Pittsburgh Steelers are the envy of a lot of people in this league because of the consistency that and the way this organization goes about doing its business. And that's Dan. That's Dan Rooney.
Dan is also a league man, one of the original protectors of the Shield.
He's an extraordinary person in every sense of the word, has no pretenses about him, and a great sense of humor, and always sets a good example for me and the other owners in the league. And I look forward to many more years with Dan Rooney, one of the best friends you'd ever want to have.
Dan didn't just make friends throughout the league, he earned people's respect by suggesting policies that benefited everyone. As one of the framers of the league's labor agreement that took effect in the early 1990s, Dan made sure, regardless of market size, that every team could be competitive. Free agency tied to a salary cap remains the core business model for the NFL today. He also wanted to provide greater opportunities in coaching and NFL front offices for minorities. His peers named the Rooney Rule after him.
The biggest thing about the Rooney Rule, and probably it exemplifies everything that he's about, is it's the right and appropriate thing to do. He's provided teeth to that concept. He's provided a name to that concept. He's provided some bite to that concept. And obviously, many people, including myself, have benefited from it.
Not surprisingly, Dan joined his father as members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2000.
When he called me and told me he wanted me to be his presenter, I lost my breath. And while I was gaining my breath back, I said, absolutely.
The players and coaches made the Steelers, and I attribute my presence here today to all of them and to my father. I want to express my appreciation to those who got me to Canton, the Steeler fans in Pittsburgh and beyond. You are the best fans in the world. Your support in good times and tough times has meant much to our success.
Dan not only served as a mentor to the Steelers and the NFL, but in 2009, he was named the U.S. Ambassador to Ireland by President Barack Obama.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Ambassador Rooney was the first to visit all 32 counties in Ireland, and he worked tirelessly to help boost the Irish economy. Dan is back to football now in Pittsburgh, serving as the Steelers' chairman. He continues to work alongside his son, Art Rooney II, just as his father once did with him. And within the last decade, Dan and Art have added to the Steelers tradition by hoisting two Super Bowl trophies together.
Do you have room in the trophy for another one there? You got six of them. Now you're the winningest franchise in NFL history.
We'll make room.
Thank you, Mr. Rooney.